It's 7:31. This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. Oil companies pumped 45 million barrels from Colorado this year, but that's 30% below the same period last year. Dan Haley with the Colorado Oil and Gas Association says demand is finally returning, and he expects production to as well.
As the world begins to come out of COVID and you see demand beginning to go up,
and oil prices have nearly doubled in less than a year. They are well above the break-even price for most of Colorado's oil fields. Colorado has hired its first staff members dedicated to environmental justice. Joel Miner and Natalie Eddy will coordinate equity programs within the state health department. The pair will help policymakers gather input from low-income communities, which are often most affected by pollution. The state plans to add more staff after Governor Polis signed new legislation Friday. The number of homes for sale in Metro Denver jumped in June, CPR's Sarah Mulholland reports.
The number of active listings went up 50% last month. That's according to a new report from the Denver Metro Association of Realtors. The shift could make it easier for buyers in the state's booming housing market. Low inventory has been pushing people into bidding wars and making it difficult to find an affordable home, especially for first-time buyers. Prices, though, are still at record highs. The median home price in Metro Denver is $545,000, up more than 22% from a year ago. I'm Sarah Mulholland, CPR News.
A Colorado theater company has a new name and a new mission. Here's CPR arts and culture reporter Monica Castillo.
The Boulder Ensemble Theater Company has undergone a transformation. After 15 years, the group has rebranded as the Butterfly Effect Theater Company. Producing artistic director Stephen White says the new name reflects a new future for the company.
It's really reflective of new priorities and new commitments that we have inside the organization. One of the things about the pandemic and the shutdown was that really afforded us an opportunity to think about who we have been historically as an organization and who we wanted to be going forward.
White says the company has updated policies, examined their programming and staffing, and will be touring with a new free performance along the Front Range. I'm Monica Castillo, CPR News.
Along the Front Range, it's highs today close to 90, a little cooler tomorrow. I'm Mike Lamp. This is CPR News.